The idea of surrender is meaningless unless we have access to our true self. The false self cannot surrender by itself. In fact, should it be able to exercise any amount of surrender, it will result just in negative states of suspension. The false self, why? It is constantly thinking, because it is busy in sustaining itself. It is supposed to constantly think in order to perpetuate its existence. It is a natural surviving mechanism. Processing information. So it knows that it exists based on that information, based on its memories, based on its anticipation of what is next in time. There's almost nothing wrong with how the false self functions. It is not guilty in itself, since the light of I Am is absent, it must somehow survive, maintain itself. Only when our true self is being manifested from the depth of our potential, that which is false, that which is relative, can begin its surrender, can awaken the intention to let go of itself. The whole concept of meditation, as it is present nowadays, is totally vague. It's not clear what one is supposed to do there, sitting on that pillow. The real is absent. The false is supposed to meditate, doing something there, in order to reach something that is in truth inaccessible. It's very confusing. That's why almost everyone who is on the path of meditation is simply lost. And that which is lost keeps on being lost, living by hope, by anticipation of some kind of a future awakening, future peace. Future relief from suffering. But is this future going to arrive by itself? If that one who is seeking it is not really ready to meet it, if that one was ready to meet it, he would not agree to sit fruitlessly on the pillow for years while nothing happens. Awakening is the beginning of the spiritual path. And if the seeker is ready, it manifests whether from within or through grace, transmission, initiation. These things are not accidental, they happen when the soul is ready to break through amnesia or forgetfulness. The first level of true surrender is when me begins to give up its central position in our consciousness. It allows the I am to take over, to take its place. And then, for the first time, it is not the me that sits on a pillow, is meditating or trying to. For the first time, the right one within our existence begins to sit, our soul. It only the soul that can be and walk the path. She is the path. What we call horizontal surrender is surrender of our peripheral self to our central self. It is the returning to the heart of our existence. Unless we embody the light of I am, the me cannot surrender. No matter how it tries. First, our identity has to be in the right place. If me is the subject, I am becomes the object, and one cannot surrender to the object. that magic through which we cease to be our lower self and we become our higher self, is the secret of awakening. The merging of me with the soul within horizontal surrender cannot reach completion because the realization of the soul is itself limited without her being united with the dimension of the source. Surrender of the soul through the doorway of the vertical is done not only for the sake of reuniting the soul with the ground of creation, but through the surrender she can actualize the state of wholeness can become complete as the soul. For the soul to become complete, she must be free from the dimension of presence. She must be free from herself. She must be completely merged with the beyond. The more we are absorbed in the divine, in the Creator, the more we become free from our own existence, from all the traces of self-consciousness. And that freedom points not only to our dissolution, but to our self-actualization. Only when completely free from ourselves, we can become our true self. From this depth of absolute surrender, our eternal presence can give birth to itself. It is no longer the self that has to sustain itself within totality. It is the self that is sustained by the power wisdom, grace and love of the Creator. Journey into the state of surrender is complex because it is not only about being able to surrender, it is also to awaken, actualize that very one that can be in the state of surrender and can maintain or be maintained within the dimension of absence, where absence will not dissolve it. Because his identity has become part of eternity. It's no longer accidental.